This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Amy Kiley. For years, education advocates have urged Georgia lawmakers to create a needs-based college scholarship program, that is, financial aid that's based on a family's income. Georgia's HOPE scholarship is merit-based. That means students have to earn certain grades to get it. Meanwhile, a recent report from the Southern Regional Education Board showed how hard it is for Georgia's middle and low-income families to afford college. That spurred State Senator Fran Miller, who chairs the Higher Education Committee, into action. He met with Governor Nathan Deal, education advocates, and officials from the university and technical college systems. They discussed creation of a needs-based scholarship in Georgia. Miller sat down with WABE's Martha Dalton to talk about that meeting and where it led.
I talked to him about the need, I thought, to go ahead and do a review of post-secondary education, higher education, which would be our technical colleges, our universities, as respects affordability and efficiency. And the reason for this is we need to fill about 200,000 jobs in the next 5 years, which will require some type of a credential, whether it's a plumber, a diesel mechanic, a welder, an associate degree, a bachelor degree. And we've never done anything like this, and I've been down here 18 years. For a couple of reasons. Number one, I think we need to try to go out and get first generations and families and get them involved in post-secondary education. And the second thing is we got people whose skills are maybe no longer relevant. We need to retrain those folks. So in working in conjunction with the Southern Regional Education Board, the governor, we probably shot about 30 minutes worth of questions in the meeting. And at the end of the day, he said, well, he was going to be all in on this. He thought this was a great idea. And I guess the pièce de résistance is that the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're going to fund it. They're put in about $380,000. Bottom line is, if we want to continue to be productive, if we want to continue to see Georgia move forward in with prosperity, we're going to have to do this. And we cannot continue down the same path. So we're going to invest in this for the next 2 years. Try to get as many recommendations as we can in 2017. And if we require legislation or such in 2018, which is Governor Deal's last year, then we probably would do something in 18. So that in a nutshell really is where we're trying to go with this.
Now, how will this be different than the HOPE scholarship? A lot of people are familiar with HOPE. There are obviously requirements people have to meet to get HOPE. How will this work differently?
Well, look. Number one, HOPE is designed for 3.0 and above. I think we need to do some needs-based aid. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We can't get to these families. When I go out and talk to the president of Georgia Gwinnett College, and he starts with 13,200 young people, and within a month he's down to 12,400 because somebody can't afford $400 or $500. That's a tragedy. So I do think we do needs-based education. They're going to have a grade point between a 2-point and a 3-point. We're not going to give people free money. The other thing, too, anything we would do, we're not going to take away from the HOPE scholarship. We're going to have a working group here, and then periodically what we'll do, probably in March would be the first time we do it, is do a report to a joint House and Senate Higher Education Committee to keep the committee members informed about what we're going to be doing. But again, a lot of this is a collection of data, it's review, and we're going to probably have two or three consultants that we'll be using that have got national acclaim, for lack of a better term. But I think it's very important to have the external look at this. Because people are skeptics. You and I know that. This can really be something significant if we do it well.
Would it be fair to say this is sort of in a study phase at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And I will tell you, Steve Wrigley, the new chancellor, he's all in on this because, again, for a couple of reasons. He wants something that can be worked with, that can actually implement and do. And I think Gretchen Corbett feels the same way in the technical college. So this is not an academic exercise.
That was State Senator Fran Miller talking to WABE's Martha Dalton. They discussed a new plan for a needs-based college scholarship in Georgia. Find more of Martha's education reporting at WABE.org.